broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We didn't do our montage. That's okay. Two more victims of the Long Island serial killer have been found. We started talking about this last week. And there are two more sets of skeletal remains. And the reason why we talk about serial killers on the show is because we don't have Dr. Stone on the show anymore, bud.
Yeah, he was really good. I love to hear about it.
Yeah, we don't have him because we're not bothering him anymore with our falderol. But he would always come on and update us on the things that were going on in the world, in the wonderful, magical world of serial murderers. And so we'll have to just go this alone. But we do have that story. A weight loss doctor tells his patients that having sex with him burns calories. Well, why not? And anyway...
Are you kidding me, man?
No, I was kidding about my response.
I mean, that to me, that's about as... I mean, it's dishonest, but if he gets away with it...
Oh, it's dishonest, but if he gets away with it...
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it's bad unless the people go, oh, wow.
Unless they lose weight, huh?
Yeah.
what would you say?
I'm not going to even go that far. I'm not going there with you, man. I'm not even going to attempt that. You're telling me I'll go ahead and con some lady into having sex with me, and if she loses weight, I'll say, see?
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
It's worth a shot, huh? Is it worth going to jail? Because that's what's going to happen.
How come?
Because you're going to go to jail. First of all, it's violating an ethical aspect of the ethical Hippocratic. I don't know what it is, man.
No, you're talking about like a psychiatrist or something. If he has sex with a lady on account of that, I'll probably drive her around a bend and she'll take an axe to somebody. But we're talking about a regular doctor.
What did he just say?
Talking about if a psychiatrist has sex with a patient.
And so she'll go nuts and take an axe to someone, but a regular doctor?
That's not against the law.
Well, I don't know that you know what you're talking about. I know that you can't have sex with somebody if you're a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I don't even think you're allowed to have that kind of consensual relationship with any kind of a doctor. What do I know?
Exactly, man. You know, I saw on The Sopranos... You know,
will you shut up with the Sopranos? I understand what you're saying. All right, so one Chicago school, by the way, has banned homemade lunches. Homemade lunches? A Chicago school has banned homemade lunches as being unhealthy. So that means that the crap you buy at school is better for you than what dear old mom was going to make you. And also our Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com, our uncensored Phil TV and HD recent archives. You can check that out. Check out tonight's show. I really look particularly crappy tonight, man. I look like I haven't had any sleep, and I haven't. And also our blog and our archives and our best of CDs. And a big announcement here tonight, and I forgot to put it on the website, but I will announce it right now. The Phil Hendry Show t-shirt is in our store, the official Phil Hendry Show t-shirt, dark royal blue with the show insignia on the back, fit for the summertime, a beautiful thing, and it comes in all sizes from, I think we start at large, Bud, is that right?
Yeah, it goes all the way up to triple X.
Triple X. And I said to them, I said, you know, whatever you guys order, you better order them big because I got a lot of big, fat, slob fans.
Right.
All right. 877- If there's one thing I know about our fan base, we got a lot of fat guys. All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So, yeah, get over there, man. Grab that. Grab yourself one. Grab yourself a handful of those new Phil Hendry Show t-shirts. They're in our merchandise store right now. So here's a story here that I thought we'd all get a couple of kicks out of. Just a light, happy, joyful story about a mother beating her son with a spatula. Now,
That's not light.
I know. It's actually very serious. Let's talk about this. A Tampa woman has been accused of beating her son with a spatula. Now, you tell me that it's not light and it's not breezy and it's not funny, but why do they keep bringing up the spatula thing? She beat him.
No, I mean, a spatula, well...
She beat him. When you say that she beat him with a spatula, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get some laughs out of it. That's what you're trying to do. A woman accused of beating her son with a spatula for getting an F on his report card was in court on Monday. Damaris Vasquez, age 35, stood before Judge Walter Heinrich on Monday facing serious charges. You've been accused of child abuse on your 12-year-old son, the judge said. Looks like you overreacted, tried to punish him for a bad report card. Judge didn't bring up anything about a spatula. Judge wasn't there for laughs. He wasn't there for kicks. He was there to bring the pain. Here is Tampa police spokeswoman Andrea Davis talking to WTVT about this case.
We went out. The officer found marks on the son's upper torso, on his face, and also on his arms. The 12-year-old victim in this case said that the suspect hit him because of his grades. Clearly, parents need to do what they need to do to keep their children in line and behave. However, if it crosses a certain point and law enforcement does get involved and there is some type of abuse and there's evidence of that, there's no choice but to make the arrest.
Now, here's Dr. Jillian Glass, a child and family psychiatrist, who says violence is never the answer. And ain't got nothing to do with a spatula.
So teenagers can really push our buttons as parents, but corporal punishment is never a good idea when it comes to disciplining our kids. Because we don't want our kids to make decisions about how they behave on things based on fear. And that's a lot of times what the threat or the actual act of spanking a child will do.
What are you looking at?
Well, I don't understand, man. How come all this stuff over the psychiatrist and everything?
Yeah, what was it? Like a serial killer?
What are you talking about?
Well, why did they have that?
I don't know. I'm just this lady beat her kid, and
yeah, but where they got that doctor?
She's a psychiatrist. I don't know. Somehow that got thrown in. I mean, the kid was beaten with a spatula by the mother. Maybe this was something that the mother had not ordinarily done. I mean, if she ordinarily beats her kids, we don't need a psychiatrist. We just know that she needs a jail cell, and you know,
gas chamber
and a gas chamber. However, I guess maybe this was an unusual action for the mother. Maybe she did get angry over. I don't know. The police got a call over the weekend for the boy's father. The 12-year-old then told police his mom abused him. The boy's parents are separated, according to the family. Well, this has got nothing to do with the mother overreacting. This is a child saying that his mother abuses him. Tampa police, according to the arrest report, Damaris Vasquez confronted her son about bad grades. She got in a call from the teacher saying her son had an F on his report card. In the report, the boy told police his mother hit him with a wooden and metal spatula several times. And that makes the headline. Can you believe this, ladies and gentlemen? This is a story about a kid who's been beaten by his mother. There's a psychiatrist that's been interviewed. The police have been interviewed. This is a serious thing, child abuse. But what's the headline that WTVT throws in there because they don't think it's interesting enough? He got hit with a spatula.
What are y'all pissed off for?
I ain't pissed off. I just think it's... You know, it's just interesting to me what these jackballs that put the news out, what it is they think is interesting or is going to grab the interest of the audience. You know?
No, I mean, I wouldn't have been interested unless I knew it was, a spatula or something.
Yeah, because it is kind of funny thinking a kid got hit with, like, rubber.
What are you guys are idiots, you know that?
Why?
Because the kid got beat up by his mother. You don't need to get interested in the story because it's a spatula. Speaking of being beaten with a spatula, what time you got, Robert?
12:13.
All right, that's Western time, folks, or I should say Pacific time. Our clock broke. We took our old satellite clock, and I think we've probably thrown it in the garbage. All right, speaking of being beaten with a spatula, guess who they're in talks with to open for Charlie Sheen in Vancouver? You people in Vancouver... Oh, you're not. We don't have an affiliate there anymore? Never mind. Anyway, they're going to be opening in Vancouver is Charlie Sheen and possibly Randy Quaid, who has been hiding out in Canada, I think, ever since he got it in his head that there were Martians chasing him or something. Randy Quaid, as you know, a great actor, the older brother or younger brother or middle brother or maybe even the father of Dennis Quaid, who has recently been on the run through Canada with some chick he met, and believes he's being chased by little men who live in the interior of the earth. Randy Quaid could open for Charlie Sheen. Why? The things I just mentioned qualify him. When Sheen performs in Vancouver, the idea has been bandied about. Sure, I'll bet it's been bandied about as a bit of a joke since Sheen announced that he'd be bringing his Torpedo of Truth tour to Vancouver next month. Quaid's new record label is trying to make it happen. Yes, that's right. Only in Canada would a record label sign a guy who sees things and hears things. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say Brian Wilson has a deal.
You're right. Anyway, Maximum Music Group, which is recording two songs with Quaid in Vancouver, presented the proposal to Live Nation late last week and says the idea was favorably received by the concert promoter behind Sheen's tour. I think it'd be a hoot, said Quaid, who's been living in Vancouver since October with his wife, Evie, ever since they thought they were chased by assassins that were hired by James Cameron or Zsa Zsa Gabor. I don't know. The two escaped legal troubles in the U.S. They claimed refugee status in Canada, and Canada's just the place that'll give it to them. Saying they were targets of a murderous conspiracy of Hollywood star whackers. When the Canadian authorities reported to them that they were probably talking about serial masturbators, Quaid relaxed. Canadian citizenship it's been granted? Oh, Evie Quaid, whose father was born in Canada, has been granted Canadian citizenship and is sponsoring her husband. The Sheen proposal would involve Quaid performing two songs he debuted at Vancouver's Commodore Ballroom last month, songs he is now recording for digital release likely later this month, a Johnny Cash-esque ballad, which is called We Will Be Together, Then and Star Whackers. A loud shouted, more than sung tune that starts with the idea of being arrested just for being a celebrity, which should happen more often, don't you think?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, how are you going to sing a protest song about that?
Mr. Quaid, we feel that if you're going to sing a song that people can identify with, it should be an issue that people would agree with you on. When you're protesting the arrest of celebrities, why, hell, we want to see more of that.
Good point.
Yeah. Anyway, it is apropos to this situation and apropos to my situation and apropos to everyone else's situation, said Quaid, who did three films with Sheen, including Major League 2, No Man's Land, and, of course, the biggie, The Wraith. Huh? Quaid says he'd like to have Sheen, period. Now, anyway, I'm kidding. Don't grab that away from me. I was joking. Quaid says he'd like to have Sheen join him on stage to sing backup on Star Whackers.
I can't miss that.
Dude, I wouldn't miss that for the world. If we get tickets to this show, Robert, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll try.
Get on the phone. I want to get a block of seats. That's all there is to it. I want a block of seats. I want airfare. Call Air Canada. Who do we know? No one? Perfect. I want hotel. I want limo. I want it all, man, and I want it for my listeners. I want to have... We got to get up there for Star Whackers, if for nothing else.
I'm on it.
Great. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, although we don't take calls in our news and comment hour. And, of course, philhenryshow.com. We will be back with more here in our news and comment hour, including, well, we're just the creepiest weight loss doctor story. Of course, we have to tell you about that and some other things. Yeah, the guy that sleeps with women, never mind. We'll be right back.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. For patriots, by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So we'll try to make that happen. I don't know if we can or not, but we will try. We're going to try to get a block of seats for the Charlie Sheen, Randy Quaid show in Vancouver. We'll give away pairs of tickets. I'm going to try to make it as well. So it'll be basically this. It'll be... And I'm just telling you, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. I don't even know if this guy Quaid is going to make the show. And that's the only reason why we would do this, because Quaid and Sheen together, that can't be missed. And then after Randy Quaid is done with his song, I'm going to stand up in the middle of the row and go, yeah, yeah, you bet. You betcha. And just, you know, pump him up and get him ready for the electroshock that is sure to await. All right. Weight loss doctor told patients sex with him would burn calories. Now, we do have a recording of one of the young ladies during an encounter with the doctor.
Ching chong ling long ting tong.
Anyway, a weight loss doctor is accused of sexually assaulting female... What?
That's okay.
Don't start commenting on my comedic drops. A weight loss doctor is accused of sexually assaulting female patients, telling them it would help them burn calories.
I want to die.
All right. It is alleged that Dr. Ari Oren used his hands, if you'll pardon the expression, Ari Oren. That's the guy's name, but it sounds obscene.
Yeah, I was going to say. You sure that's his name?
Yes. It's probably like Dutch for something vulgar. It is alleged that Dr. Ari Oren, which is Dutch for oral sex, I think, used his hands on an electronic massager. Well, I can't say this, can I?
Let me see.
Jimmy that. You don't know anything about the FCC any more than I do. Anyway, he used an electric massager on his patients, telling one victim, if you have an orgasm, that would burn 200 calories, according to court documents obtained by NBC in Philadelphia. A number of the victims used the word creepy to describe his conduct. Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman said in a press conference on Monday, Dr. Oren, excuse me, now listen to this. If this isn't a gag place, this has got to be something. This is fake. He works at Conshockenhocken Weight Control. Bull crap.
No, man, I swear that's in the story.
Conshockenhocken Weight Control.
Yeah, maybe that's Dutch for something.
Yeah, maybe Dutch for something. You know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's Dutch for...
Ching Chong Ling Long Ting Tong.
Anyway, was arrested on multiple counts of aggravated indecent assault after several female patients reported to police that Oren inappropriately touched them during weight loss sessions between September and December 2010. What a vulgar, vile bastard this guy is.
Man.
God. You know, are women safe anywhere? Seriously, I mean, I know most guys are decent. There's no question. But here are these women. They want to go and find out how to lose weight. So they ain't feeling all that attractive in the first place. Here comes the doctor, and he sells them on a line of horse dung like this? Have you ever met a woman that dumb?
I wish. I mean, no.
I wish. Anyway, one victim told police that Oren told her, you're getting an extra special treat for losing all the weight. And then he used a massager on her, according to court documents. Another victim told police that the 64-year-old doctor grabbed her beep, breasts. Anyway, yet another victim said the doctor sexually assaulted her, and when she protested, he unbuttoned his pants and said, if you need a man, I'm a man. Shake hands with it. No, he didn't say that.
You shouldn't joke about that, man.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I apologize. This guy is out of control. His name is Dr. Ari Oren. Oh, I know why. Because he's from Conshockenhocken, Pennsylvania. Pardon me for mispronouncing this, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's your town. If you're listening, and it is your town, it is called Conshockenhocken, Pennsylvania. Conshockenhocken, Pennsylvania. And you're welcome. Anyway, Oren is a convicted felon who served prison time in the late 1990s for an insurance fraud scheme, according to authorities. He was released after posting $100,000 cash bail following his arraignment. The district attorney's office believes there may be more women who fell victim to Oren's abuse, and the district attorney hopes they will come forward. That's pretty sick, man. We do have some audio here. I don't know if we have enough time. We do. This is Montgomery County DA Risa Vetri Furman speaking to reporters today, that would be on Monday actually, yesterday, about allegations against Dr. Oren.
For a woman to go to a doctor like this looking for help with weight loss, which is such a personal matter, and to then have the doctor touch her sexually, touch her inappropriately, and even try to kiss her, and to make such personal comments is really a complete betrayal of what the doctor is supposed to be doing.
Furman says that there is more than one victim.
There were a number of people who reported conduct that they described as inappropriate, unprofessional. A number of them use the word creepy to describe his conduct. They have described his conduct in a manner that can only be described as cavalier.
However, Dr. Oren's attorney, Richard Winters, tells reporters he's not pleased with the high bail amount.
I'm upset about the bail amount. Yes, absolutely. We should be posting it, but there's no reason to set bail at $100,000 cash. I mean, he's been around for years, worked in Conshohocken. Yeah, he's not a flight risk. He could have left months ago.
Oh, Conshohocken, that's the name of it. Okay. Well, there's, for no other reason, it was good to hear from his attorney because the guy pronounced the name of the town. So there you have it, some weight loss doctor who sounds like a real scumbag, but then I should defer judgment until after the trial because a man is innocent until proven guilty, bud.
Yeah, but I heard it said also that in the public arena, it don't matter.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, in the public arena... In other words, in the general and public discussion, yes, we're allowed to draw our conclusions, even in a talk show, you know. But for me to say something along the lines of,
"I want to die,"
I think would be completely...
Yeah, you're making all kinds of jokes, man. You shouldn't do that.
Oh, well, okay, excuse me.
What got into you?
I just don't think it's right.
All right, man, sorry.
Seriously, man, the guy's like molesting women and stuff.
Okay, I apologize.
Yeah, way to go, man. We had a roll going.
A roll going?
Anyway, maybe we just ordered a roll or something. We'll be back. World famous. You're right, Robert. You're absolutely right. You know, I shouldn't make light of that. We'll be back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And for punishment, I'm going to continue watching the Civil War in the Ivory Coast, okay?
I'll join you.
Great. We'll be right back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, Radio 4 Patriots. By, you're right, Robert. I'm not trying to make fun.
I do think those ladies have been, they got touched on and everything.
Yeah, but the story's funny.
Well, you know, we do have a tendency to laugh at these stories until we go, well, wait a second. This story is about the sexual assault of a woman. Now, we're not going to make jokes about it, but by the same token, it was this cat so bizarre, man. Ari Oren and his Conshocking clinic and his whack freaking philosophy. And the whole thing is just jacked up, man. So, you know, Aspen Institute Conference on Race in America. Look at that.
What?
Well, it's Aspen, Colorado. It's a black lady.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
They ain't got him?
They ain't got him. Well, I was in Aspen 2 years in a row, and I didn't see one. I'm kidding, folks, of course. Chicago school bans homemade lunches, the latest in national food fight. That's right, it's a national food fight, ladies and gentlemen, this whole school lunch thing. And you know that Michelle Obama has been weighing in, and if you'll pardon the expression, and students who attended Chicago's Little Village Academy public school get nothing but nutritional tough love during their lunch periods each day. The students can either eat the cafeteria food or go hungry. Only students with allergies are allowed to bring a homemade lunch to school, reports the Chicago Tribune.
What's that about?
Well, let's read it. Nutrition-wise, it's better for the child to eat at the school, according to Principal Elsa Carmona, and it's about the excellent quality food that they're able to serve in the lunchroom. It's milk versus a Coke. Now, when would you ever imagine? And I'm going to tell you again that standing for what we stand for in this show here on Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, and Bud, please play our nice marching sound effect.
Ching chong ling long.
Will you get out of here? That ain't it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want the marching sound effect, because really what we're talking about here is the individual, again, versus the, you know, the big corporate, big monster, big fang, man. That's right. Now, are you going to let yourself be stampeded, buffaloed, bum-rushed by schools that tell you, you know what, we know better than you what to feed your brat? I don't think so. But that's what's going on. They're afraid that we'll bring in greasy food instead of healthy food, and it won't be as good as what they give us at school, said student Yesenia Gutierrez. She's talking to the Chicago paper, and she says, it's lame. You tell them, young lady. Because she knows what her mother feeds her is good, nutritious, it's healthy, it's fantastic. It probably are you putting me on, man? Did you ever have cafeteria food as a kid?
Yeah. It wasn't any good, man. You're right.
Yeah, it sucked.
Absolutely. School cafeteria food is like you might as well, it might as well be waterboarding, man.
You want to die?
There's a guy that had a cafeteria hamburger. Anyway.
That's a guy being waterboarded.
I know. Anyway, Bill went into the cafeteria and had himself one of their hamburgers.
You want to die?
Anyway, the Chicago public school teacher started a blog to protest the low quality of the slop of the city's school lunches, and last year the schools tightened their nutrition standards for cafeteria-served school lunches. Every lunch must contain whole grains. Only reduced-fat salad dressings and mayonnaise are offered as condiments, and the meals must feature a different vegetable each day. Meal providers also must reduce sodium content by 5% annually, or know the reason why. Change in Chicago's school cafeterias feeds into a larger effort to combat the school's childhood obesity epidemic. About a third of America's kids are overweight or obese, and since children consume at least 30% of their calories while in school, of their calories while in school, making lunches healthier is seen as one way to counter the problem. Now, all of this is well and good. All of this is, I think, admirable. All of this is, in fact, I would endorse this. If you're going to ask me, Phil Hendry, to pay tax dollars that eventually go into the support of our public schools, by all means, I want the food that is served in those schools to be nothing but tip-top nutritional. But I don't think making it illegal or otherwise against the rules for a kid to bring his food in from home is the way to go about things. No, 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 no.
Yeah, but what if they're bringing in slop?
So what if they're bringing in slop? What the hell is going on around here? You know, let me tell you something, man. It's one thing to say that society needs to protect a child against violence, abuse, against the sexual assault of a parent, against the predatory practices of adults, against the nonsensical and ill-considered designs of a parent, against all kinds of things that threaten immediately the health and well-being of that child. I am absolutely in favor of society stepping in when children are kidnapped, when children are separated from their parents, when there's a fight between parents, all of those things. That is all well and good. Now you're taking it to the area of, well, let me take a look at that lunch and see what you're serving him. Oh, come on. While Yahoo News hasn't been able to track down another school that bans homemade lunches outright, many smaller food battles have been playing out in cafeterias across the country as principals try to counter obesity in their schools. Healthy intentions can come across as overreach. No kidding. Alabama parents protested a school rule that barred students from bringing any drinks from home, as ice water was provided at lunch. Well, maybe I don't want my kid to drink your ice water. Maybe I think your ice water has that commie fluoridation in it. How does that grab you? What do you think about that, Mom?
I may be dumb.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin even showed up in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, with dozens of cookies to express her disdain for a debate in the state. I can't even read this.
You need carrots, man.
Yeah, bring some carrots in from home.
I need carrot juice in my school lunch. Now, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin even showed up in Bucks County. I think it was Bucks County that threw me.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of her buck naked.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Anyway, in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, with dozens of cookies to express her disdain for a debate in the state about recommending teachers limit the number of times per month. Good God! That's a sentence that's a paragraph long, man. So, Governor Palin, with all due respect, I hope you don't mind. I'm sure what you did was great, but I'm going to forego mentioning what you did. No one will ever know about it. You know why? Because the sentence that was written around your name blows. Because the guy that wrote the sentence encapsulating what you did is a moron. All right. Tucson, Arizona's Children's Success Academy, that's, talk about overreaching. Tucson, Arizona's Children's Success Academy allows home-packed lunches.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You filthy mind.
No kidding, man. Tucson, Arizona's Children's Success Academy allows home-packed lunches, but only if nothing in them contains white flour, refined sugar, or other processed foods. Hey, what is it with Arizona, man? Of course, that is a private school, right?
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It would be like a public school.
Still in all, I thought that people in Arizona were all, you know, hey, individual rights and all that jazz. Although, if it's a private school, it's a private school. You want your kid to go to the private school. If you're paying that top dollar for those private schools, you better believe. As a matter of fact, I put my kids through private high school. I wonder what they ate at lunch. I don't even know. It never crossed my mind.
They probably saved money in that school and served them slop. Meanwhile, you're paying high price for tuition. What a schmuck.
Well, you may be right, bud.
Yeah.
I paid all that money for tuition for my kids back in the early part of this century, in the late 90s, back before this whole school nutrition thing was going on. Top dollar tuition I paid, and they were probably eating slop. Actually, no, they weren't. I went in and went into the school cafeteria, and I saw what they were eating. It was fantastic. It was all fattening, but it was great.
What did they eat?
Oh, you name it, man. Big, greasy, dripping fries, lasagna, everything, man. If I'd eaten it, I wouldn't have walked out of there. I'd have died right there. Happy, but dead. But because they're young, you know.
You know, kids can process all that fat and grease.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they got the very high metabolism, you know. So anyway, no bad stuff there at the private Tucson Children's Success Academy. That's according to the Arizona. So this is the battle that's going on, folks. Soon, cafeteria offerings across the country will all be healthier, whether students like it or not. Well, and I got nothing against that, but you have to understand yet again. You do not tell these parents that the kids can't bring in a lunch from home. Michelle Obama calls for higher nutritional standards to serve the 32 million kids who eat lunch every day at school. I don't know that I have to disagree with that. I mean, higher nutritional standard is fine for kids who are eating lunch at school. That's okay. But you ain't going to tell me that I can't pack my kid a lunch. For the first time, the USDA will set calorie limits for school lunches and will recommend they contain more vegetables and whole grains and less salt. The USA Today reports. Well, it's got to be a lie.
Yeah.
You guys had to throw that in there, huh? I was just about ready to believe it that it said USA Today reports. French fries should be replaced by vegetables and fruit, the guidelines say, even though it is so gay. No, it isn't. It's fantastic. And if you have those carrot sticks.
Carrot? Are you kidding me? Carrot sticks. Shit.
What's wrong with carrot sticks? I love them. Love them.
I'm sure. You like celery?
When I was a kid, I'm telling you right now, I loved celery. I loved celery and salt. I was a happy kid if I had celery.
What's that about?
I just loved it. I loved celery. And here's another one. You're not going to believe this. When I was a kid, I liked spinach.
Huh?
I did. And you want to know something? And I'm telling you the truth now. This is the God's truth. Because it's always so funny to hear people say, well, these cartoon characters and the things that they endorse are so bad for our children, like Joe the Camel. And all these, you know. Of course, Joe the Camel. Do you know anybody that smokes Camel? No. Kids smoke Marlboro, as they have since, I don't know, 1960. But when I was a kid, and they had on the cartoons in the afternoon, Popeye.
Yeah, I still watch Popeye.
You do? Yeah. I love Popeye. And I loved it when he pulled out his can of spinach, squeezed off the lid, and sucked that spinach down.
That got you to eat spinach?
That got me to eat spinach.
Bull crap.
I'm telling you the God's honest truth. That got me to eat spinach. When I was a kid, I wanted spinach because Popeye ate spinach.
That's weird.
No, it ain't weird. And to this day, I love spinach. Love it. Love it.
Oh, man.
Love it. Spinach is delicious. I like broccoli. Unlike, who was the president that didn't like that crap?
I don't know. Was it Bush or something?
Yeah, Daddy Bush. He was bagging on broccoli, man. He pissed off all the broccoli farmers.
What do you mean, broccoli farmers?
you don't think there's such a thing?
Uh-oh.
You think I made that up?
What's that mean, broccoli farmer?
Cats that grow broccoli, man.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Well, where do you think broccoli comes from, man? Like, just drops out of the sky or something? You think the Pope blesses something? No, broccoli is grown. I love broccoli. I like spinach. Yeah, the cartoons when I was a kid had a very good... I'll tell you something else that had a great influence on me. Now, a lot of people don't know it because they grew up in other cities. Here in Los Angeles, we had a guy named Engineer Bill. And Engineer Bill, in the afternoon, he had a cartoon show. And Engineer Bill had red light, green light, which was with a glass of milk. And if it was a green light, you started drinking the milk. Red light.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on YouTube.
On YouTube, huh? Do they have it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it was a red light, you stopped drinking the milk. Green light, you drink it. Every day, you'd have kids all over L.A. sitting there in front of their TV set with a glass of milk.
Yeah, now we know that it's dairy and causes mucus and pneumonia.
Exactly. So, well, I mean, you know. All right, so we'll be back here in a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Well, at least I drank the milk when I knew that it was good. Now when I know that milk, I don't drink milk anymore. And I just don't. All right, we'll be back, and I'll tell you why I don't drink milk when we come back. World-famous Phil Hendry show here and philhendryshow.com. Libyan rebels
Radio,
project African
for
Union
Patriots,
ceasefire plan.
By
oh,
Patriots.
Me.
It's the Phil Hendry show.
Sorry.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, I It just got me to thinking now, because I was talking to the guys. Sam's here from Medford, and talking to the guys on the line, and Bud and Robert. When I was looking at this, I looked at this Engineer Bill YouTube tape, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Engineer Bill, everything on those little kids shows that we grew up with, that I grew up with in the 60s, it was one continuous commercial. It was, now kids, remember to tell your mom and dad that you only want the, oh yeah, International House of Pancakes. Yeah, look at this, a big stack of blueberry pancakes. Tell mom and dad you want to get some pancakes this weekend. International House of Pancakes. Okay, now, it's time for red light, green light, and you know our milk, it's the best milk, it comes from Borden's Dairy. I mean, everything, man, boom, boom, boom. It was always tell mom and dad.
Yeah, until they want to have your mom and dad buy it.
Do you think?
Yeah, well, you are you an idiot? They already know that.
Shut up, man.
Easy. Of course, Robert. What?
Well, I just thought I'd state it.
All right, well, you're stating the obvious, but the point is, everything was a commercial. Now, Engineer Bill, you know, nice guy, but, and then I saw, and these are things I never noticed as a kid. When you're a kid, all you want to do is go see Engineer Bill on a Saturday, right, when he's going to be at some personal appearance.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, kids, now this Saturday, I want you to come visit Engineer Bill. I'm going to be at, they worked this guy like a dog. I mean, here it is Saturday, his day off. They had him starting out at 10 o'clock in one place, like, you know, Northridge. At noon, then he goes down to West Hollywood. And then at 2 o'clock, he's in this place. Then at 4 o'clock in this place. At 6 o'clock, they had him all day Saturday. Engineer Bill is shagging his rear end all over town.
Probably, yeah, passing out International House of Pancake blueberry certificates.
I can only wish. I can only hope. And then, if he did a personal appearance at the International House of Pancakes, you got one fat kid rolling out of there, man. Because that guy would get a kid to do anything. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what I mean. So they did. They worked those guys like crazy. But I saw this thing, this guy saying, and don't forget, kids, have your parents do Borden's milk and then go to the International House of Pancakes. And, okay, what are we going to do today? Oh, we're going to have something, something, something. And remember, Nestle's Quick goes great in the thing. And then, I mean, not a 30-second period went by before, boom, here comes another commercial. Wow. No wonder kids' shows were huge. And then they just backed off of them. Why'd they back off?
Probably on account of the government told them they couldn't do it no more.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I remember seeing none of them.
I'll bet you anything, man. Some of that protect the kids stuff that came out in the 70s and 60s where they went, you know, there's too much crap can programming for kids, and one of them are all these kids shows where you guys are selling them all this stuff. Because the local kids shows, Bozo, you know.
Oh, Bozo.
Yeah.
Goes without saying, Bozo.
Yeah, Bozo was...
Bozo.
All right, Libyan rebels reject... Notice how the conversation ends when we say Bozo.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to die.
Why?
You don't want to ask. Libyan rebels backed forcefully. I'm kidding around, bud, okay?
Yeah, you're talking like what? Bozo going to. Bozo going to have you off?
That's right, man. Bozo's going to have me offed. Libyan rebels backed forcefully now away from Engineer Bill and Bozo to Libya and civil war. Libyan rebels. Backed forcefully by European leaders, rejected a ceasefire proposal by African mediators on Monday because it did not insist that Muammar Gaddafi relinquish power. Oh, whatever.
What, man? I want to find out about that.
Who cares? You know what? Something tells me that thing's going to be going on for a long time. I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
It's just going to be going on forever, man. I don't want to talk about it. Here's one. As the unemployment rate, currently at 8.8%, has started to decrease, employers should be cautious workers don't jump ship for new opportunities. Over one-third of employees, 36%, hope to leave their jobs in the next 12 months, according to a survey by the insurance company MetLife. The study also showed that 47 employees reported feeling very strong loyalty to their employers, down from 59% in 2008 when the downturn began. Why do you suppose... those feelings of loyalty decrease? Well, because when you realize that your employer has not the same amount of loyalty to you as you to him, you very rapidly begin to realize, what kind of game this is, man. You start reading the handwriting on the wall real fast. All this loyalty for the company, you realize they'll fire your ass real fast, man, to get that bottom line fattened up so they can keep a couple of vice presidents employed. But employers may not be aware of their employees' decreasing loyalty. Of the employers surveyed, 51% said their employees have very strong loyalty to them. Think again there, Charlie. Half of employers said the same when the survey was conducted in 2008, so it hasn't changed at all. From 2008 to today, 2011, employers are still clueless about their employees and their loyalty. And that's very significant. But again, you'll notice if you treat an employee well, the employee will treat you well. So in 2008, when they were feeling really good, and now the economy goes to hell in a handcart, and they're saying, you know, these guys can go burn. Why? Because they've been getting their asses fired, or they've seen their fellows fired. Well, there is the sound of the marching tambourine band, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. Our show is produced by Jason Rantz, technical director. Is Rick Johnson and our associate producer, Dan Northcraft. We thank Fred for stopping by tonight from Medford, one of our top-notch engineers. He's made everything sound absolutely great for the next 12 hours. I'm sure it's going to be fine, Fred. It's going to be great. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Again, don't miss us at philhendryshow.com. See you tonight.
Phil Hendry.